Kilayim Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel Hamadla Es Hagefen Al Mixes Apifioros. If a person trains or rests the vine, this Mishnah Rishani says in this Mishnah we're not dealing with five vines on an aris. Rather, we're dealing with one vine, and it's resting on Mixes Apifioros, and a portion of an Apifioros. An Apifioros is the portion of the aris that we said in the previous Mishnah. An aris, remember, was when we had a woven platform or woven little bed or board of whether it's reeds or wood, and the part of the aris, the whole aris, the board part, the part that the vine would rest on, that's called an apifioros. It's just a part of the aris, like the Taisi Santa of the Rambam say. Lo yavi zera el tachas amoser. So although, may ikar hadin, the part that's really aser, is only the part that is right under where the vine is, still, since the board becomes bottle, becomes subservient to the vine, even the part of the board that the vine is not resting on, you're not allowed to bring seed there. Imhevi, Mishnah says, but if you actually brought it there, lo kidesh, does not become aser ba'anal, doesn't become aser. However, vimhile chachadosh, however, if after this board is resting, and then the person not listening to what the Mishnah is telling us, and he planted something underneath the board part, which is the moser, which is the part of the board, the remnant of the board that did not have vines on it. So vimhile chachadosh, if there was new sprouts that came from the vine that now filled up even the part of the board that was directly under where he first planted, oser. So now it's usr. He has to get rid of anything that grew, and the Rav says, if it grew anything above 1/200th, it's usr. Under the Geffen, we know, under the actual vine, that it's usr even if it's less than 1/200th. That's what the Mishnah Rishonah says. But he asks, why is this now usr, though? Didn't we just say previously, in a previous Mishnah, kishyagia bo alaktenu, when I get to it, I will get rid of it? So why in this case, at the time that it was growing, he didn't know about it? So why does it become aser bahana? Once he finds out about it, only then should it be aser, because he didn't know before. So the Mishnah Rishonah says the difference is, in this case, he planted it be'iser. Chazal told him, don't plant over any part of the board, even if initially it didn't have vines on it. So therefore, because he planted an iser in this case, the Mishnah Rishonah says, they made a knas, and they told him that if you happen to plant there, and then eventually, even if you don't know, parts of the vine grow over that, that's going to be aser bahana, and you have to destroy it. The Mishnah continues, v'chein hamadle al miktsos ilan srak. So too, the same thing we said by this board, when a person also trains the vine, and he rests the vine over a non-fruit-bearing tree, a tree that does not make any fruit, so the same halacha applies, that the part of the tree, the exact part that the vine is resting on, that becomes aser bahana. You're not allowed to plant over there. But any other part of that tree has a din just like a board. It becomes bottle to the vine, and you're not allowed to plant under any other part of the tree. And the same halacha is that if you do plant, it's not aser, unless the vine actually starts growing over that area.